Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, thank you very much, High Star. The Atlanta Hawks have closed this to a four-point game, about a minute and a half before halftime. I think they're on a 12-3 run I just saw. I believe it's a 12-3 run. It might be a 12-4 run. Again, the Wizards with a four-point lead, a 110 left to go before the half. Craig will have another update live from Capital One Arena at the bottom of the hour. I'm Chris Russell. Good to have you aboard, a.k.a. the Rooster, along with Sean Summers on the other side of the glass. And you with us at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. So, again, as we've been talking about for the better part of last hour, I think you're going to hear, I mean, it sounded like J.P. Finley had some stuff coming out next week based on the way he said it to Chad. He's like, and I don't have the exact, words, but he was like, I think you're going to hear about it next week or read about it next week. That was code for, hey, on NBCSportsWashington.com, we're going to have a big story, if not a couple of big stories, on Ron Rivera. Because I know he was at Redskins Park. I mean, he gets, good for him. He gets access that the rest of us don't get. And I played that game for 5 years, and the Redskins never exactly treated me the way they could have and maybe should have, because they would get mad at me because I would break all sorts of news and I would break stories that they didn't want me to break. I presume that there have been times where they've been frustrated with JP breaking news stories that they didn't want him to break, but, good for him. I mean, if he's getting inside access and even he's getting to sit down with Ron Rivera, you take whatever advantage you can get. It's an advantage society. So I think you're going to, based on the way he said it, you're going to hear a lot about that next week. The question is, whatever is said and whatever is written, do we actually believe it? Or do we believe the reservation that Rivera spoke with in his introductory press conference? It doesn't matter. Nobody's trying to cause a divide. Nobody's trying to cause a split. It's going to be labeled as that. If the media and you guys as fans, if you guys have reservations, questions, doubts, whatever it might be, trust me. Just trust me. You're on the right side here. If you're blindly and, in my opinion, being ignorant to the fact that nothing is settled, that there isn't a guarantee that Dwayne Haskins is going to be the starting quarterback long-term for this team, or even short-term, as in like week one against fill in the blank. Oh, by the way, Carolina comes here next year. That's my guess that the NFL would set up between two non-playoff teams. Ron Rivera hosting his former team, the Carolina Panthers, week one, FedEx Field. That's just my guess. I don't know that for sure. That seems to be like an NFL-y thing to do, right? Take two nondescript, non-playoff teams. You're not going to put it on, you're not going to put it on national TV. Of course, everything's on national TV, but you're not going to put it on like primetime, Sunday Night Football or anything like that. But that seems like a very NFL-y thing to do, right? To have Rivera against his former team, Rivera first home game, maybe Cam Newton, who knows, Matt Rhule coaching in his first NFL game, Ron Rivera, of course, as we've talked about. That seems like the thing that's going to happen. But the question is whether Dwayne Haskins is going to be there as the starter or not, right? And I would lean towards, yes, he's going to be. I don't think you're going to find a more talented quarterback in free agency, the draft, or however this thing shakes out. So I think Dwayne Haskins, based largely on his talent, is going to be the starting quarterback of the Washington Redskins week one. I don't know that for sure. That's just my gut feel. However, what if Dwayne Haskins gets hurt again? He was hurt in two out of the last three games. And I don't mean missing two out of the last three games. I mean, obviously he missed the last six quarters of the season, but he was hurt in two of the last three games that he actually played in. Right? He was hurt against Green Bay. He managed to limp through and stay in that game. Tough kid. He was hurt against Green Bay. Then he gets hurt against who? Philadelphia the next week, and then the Giants the week after that. It was against the Giants. So he had then six really good quarters in a row against Philadelphia and a loss, but he was real good. He missed some stuff, but he was good. Against the Giants first half, he was very good. Remember, they were down early, their defense was just abysmal that day. I mean, it was abysmal for much of the year, but specifically that day. So you have the injury thing, and that's a factor. So that's why I don't think anybody can say, oh, I know he'll be the week one starter, because you don't know. I mean, you can feel whatever you want to feel, but you don't know. I worry about him more getting hurt now than anybody's going to. I'm going to say that so many times that you're going to be nauseous. I think Dwayne Haskins, because he is not good enough right now at this point to get rid of the football constantly when he needs to and before he's in trouble, is going to continue to take some hard hits, is going to continue to get banged up. And, I mean, I hope he's not injury prone, but I don't know if he is or he isn't. I mean, he seems to bounce back pretty quickly, but I don't know if he is or he isn't. What I do know, what I can absolutely for sure say, is he was hurt in two of the last three games he played in. That's what I can absolutely say. On top of that, he holds onto the ball too long. He takes too many sacks. He takes too many. Lots of young quarterbacks do. The difference is Russell Wilson took a lot of sacks. He's slithery, and he is a great play extender. Yet he took a lot of sacks and takes a good amount of sacks. Dwayne Haskins, you would never describe him as somebody who slithers around. Even though he has better mobility than the book on him coming out of Columbus was, he's not slithery, right? So I worry about that. I also worry about this whole leadership thing. The book on Dwayne Haskins, immature, not a leader. That's the book. And Ron Rivera basically put him on blast, saying he's got to step up, he's got to be a leader. And he explained a little bit why. And he's absolutely right. Ron Rivera can do all the leading, all the fellowship. Ultimately, Dwayne Haskins has to be the on-field leader. He has to be the guy that works harder than everyone. He has to be at the building until 5:30 or 6 o'clock, not leaving at 3 o'clock or 3:30, which I've seen him do. Now, usually that's on a Friday. A little expected. But I've also seen him do it on a Wednesday or Thursday. Not enough time. Not enough work. I wonder if that's going to change. I hope it does. It needs to. It needs to get better. Less social media. Less going to Wizards games, which he's at right now. That's how you become a better leader. And playing well. That's how your voice grows in influence. All right, coming up next, whatever you want to believe, however you want to believe it, could Ron Rivera add a veteran quarterback that is highly thought of, but he's had a really, really, really weird odyssey to where he is at now? That's next. Right here, Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Wearing his Brooklyn Nets snow hat tonight. I mean, it was the Indiana Pacers last week. Have you been traded to the Nets, Sean?
I have not been traded. I've just like to have multiple hats from different teams. Mm-hmm. Just like to spice it up a little bit.
Yeah, change it up.
Change it up.
They say variety is the spice of life.
Exactly.
Do you have all NBA teams or just certain NBA teams? How do we work that?
I use all sports. Uh-huh. So NBA, NFL.
NHL. Do you go by team or do you go by color scheme? How do you kind of make that decision?
Well, the Nets hat is a color scheme. Mm-hmm. Because black, I guess, goes with anything, really.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, it's a sharp-looking hat. I like it.
Appreciate it.
I like it a lot. And like you said, if you're wearing, like, you know, what are you wearing there? A black sweatshirt? Shirt. I can't quite see.
Yeah, black long-sleeve shirt.
Yeah, so, I mean, jeans. And I'm wearing a black T-shirt, so, I mean, not.
So this will go perfect with you.
Absolutely.
If you want a bar, let me know.
Okay, I will. So you have the Nets, the Pacers. Who else do you have?
Nets.
Okay, that's an obvious one.
Wizards.
So three NBA, you're dating three NBA teams, is what you're saying.
Yeah, I have a Golden State hat, too.
Oh, four.
Yes.
Okay.
Little mix up.
All right. Any hockey teams?
Caps. Capitals.
All right, there you go. That's a good choice. That works. Any football teams?
Let me remember. Buccaneers.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Tampa Bay.
How about that? Is that kind of because of the reddish and the what's their color scheme? It used to be orange and white, but it's like
red
and kind of gray almost,
yeah,
right?
But this hat is like pure red.
Okay.
Unfortunately, right. I was a Buccaneers fan. Well, still am. Somewhat.
You are? I didn't realize that. How did you become a Buccaneers fan?
It's really weird. It's a game back when PlayStation was out.
Sure.
Called NFL Game Day.
Sure.
2000.
Mm-hmm.
I could never win. Never. Until I chose the Buccaneers and I kept running the ball with Warwick Dunn.
Nice!
So.
That's what happens when you run the ball, Sean. That's what happens when you run the ball. When you run the damn ball, Danny Rouye!
So that's how it happened.
All right.
And then a few years later, he got traded. I know he went to the Falcons.
Yeah. I don't think he got traded. I think that was a, you know, is either his contract expired or maybe he was a salary cap cut. I can't remember. I'd have to look.
Yeah. Then they won the Super Bowl.
Falcons are a badass color scheme, too.
They are.
I mean, I love the Falcons. Like, when the Falcons wear their black, I mean, the Raiders' color scheme is great. The Brooklyn Nets, when they went to the black and silver. I mean,
the Raiders had as well.
Do you? Okay. I mean, that makes sense, right? I don't get into uniforms a whole lot. But for whatever reason, something about a black uniform, usually like a black jersey, you know, top, not necessarily the pants, but the black tops, for a night game with the lights shy. I don't know what it is, but I love it. I can't get enough of it.
The Saints on the road, baby.
Yeah. Exactly. No. They wear the black with the crescent at home.
At home, they wear white.
But of course, being in a dome, you don't really. I mean, it looks cool, but I'm talking about like the Raiders. Usually, they wear the black at home, and obviously, they'll be in Vegas next year. So I'm sure the NFL is going to want to celebrate them a little bit. Who else wears black?
Ravens?
Oh, yes. Well, like when the Ravens are all, like, I think for the Monday night game, if memory serves me correct, at the Rams, where they just tore the Rams apart, I think they were all black on black with the, I think, purple streak or the purple strip or stripe or whatever it is. I think that was the color scheme. Love it. There's something about, like, a in hockey, like, and I know I probably shouldn't say this, but like when the Tampa Bay Lightning, where they're all black, black. I mean, I think it's cool. I don't know what it is. I can't quite figure it out. I like the Brooklyn Nets, their uniforms. I mean, black is such a, is black and silver, such a simple color. It doesn't really stand out per se. But to me, like you said, it goes with everything, right? And, I don't – Jamal Brown, do you remember that guy who used to play here for the Redskins and he used to play for the Saints? You remember him? Offensive lineman, offensive tackle?
No.
Okay. So in Mike Shanahan's first year, they traded for Jamal Brown. And – it was right before the season opener and therefore the Donovan McNabb debut, and they were playing the Cowboys, Sunday Night Football, all that. And there were a lot of rumors. Whoever's texting me has got to stop. It's got to stop. I can't read texts live on the air. And my phone is buzzing constantly. I love you, but whoever's texting me.
Do you think it's about the intercom party?
No. Okay. No. It's probably something that I said wrong. That would be my guess. I'm half teasing. You can keep texting me. It's just I hear my phone buzzing and I can't answer it, which makes me nervous. But anyway, so Jamal Brown, I guess he heard the rumors where the media kind of asked him about it, and he decided to play a little tricksy on the old rooster. So he pulled me over. And he told me that the Redskins, there was a lot of speculation, right? People thought the Redskins might come out with like a black and burgundy type color scheme or something along, or maybe all black. I think people had even like put up pictures or something about it on Twitter. I don't remember exactly how that worked, but I know there was a lot of buzz and speculation. He pulled me aside and he's like, "We're wearing." And I ran out of the damn locker room like a little schoolgirl. Oh, my God, I have an exclusive. Oh, my God, I have an exclusive. So I tweet right away. Source tells me the Redskins are going to win. Meanwhile, Jamal Brown and a couple other players and Grant and a couple other reporters are howling in the locker room because I fell for it hook, line, and sinker. And they set me up bad.
Bamboozled.
They more than bamboozled me. That's one way to say it. All right, third quarter just underway at Capital One Arena. The belt tightening up a little bit more since the last time we checked in with Craig Heist, who's here on the
call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bam. Here's the thing. I like what the NHL does. The NHL has this perfect, right? A lot of you hate what the NHL does. I like what the NHL does. I understand not every situation is fair. Not every situation is the same. Precedent, all that. So I understand you hate the NHL because of Tom Wilson. I got it. I get it. At least the NHL has the guts, the onions, the cojones to come out and put a video presentation together. And they take you through step by step. And they tell you exactly what the rule is. Exactly why a player is getting suspended, the past track record of said player, and they explain again why a player is being suspended, right? Okay. Now, what they don't do a good enough job of, in my opinion, is why a player is not being suspended. So there have been questionable hits. Player, we thought maybe, would get a suspension, and nothing happens, and everybody's kind of left wondering. With the NFL, right, all you get is a stupid pool report. Now, they will send out an officiating video of a couple of controversial plays and calls later on in the week, I do not know. I didn't see this week's, so I do not know if this play was broken down, so I apologize if it was. But generally speaking, and if it was, I think I would have seen more about that. I would have seen a story, presentation, whatever, about that. So I don't think that was done. And certainly that was the most controversial play of the weekend. And if you're not doing that one, well, then what the hell are you doing? I mean, we all saw the hit. I mean, there's clear helmet-to-helmet contact. There's clear helmet-to-helmet contact. Now, again, the official in the pool report said it was incidental. We didn't deem it to be a foul. He did say he was a runner and he did not give himself up. We saw incidental helmet contact, and in our judgment, we didn't rule that to be a foul. So that tells you some of the thinking. But what would be great is, and again, maybe I missed it, if Al Riveron, okay, on Sunday night, if Al Riveron, the NFL lead of officiating, said, this is exactly what my guys saw. This is why they saw it. I talked to them after the game. I saw it. We consulted. This is whether you agree or you disagree, this is exactly why Jadeveon Clowney wasn't ejected, wasn't penalized. Never mind, not fined. The decision to not fine him comes 5 days after the fact. So now we're not ejecting him, we're not penalizing him, we're not fining him, and yet Carson Wentz was out for the rest of the game. The Eagles probably lost their season on that one play, that one hit. Again, I do believe that a quarterback has to essentially surrender, give himself up, or as a runner, he should be treated as a running back. The problem was, in this particular case, the hit comes from behind, right? So I don't even know if Carson Wentz can see Jadeveon Clowney. So if we're using the whole, well, he did not give himself up thing, he was a runner, he did not give himself up, okay, fine. But how is he supposed to see somebody from behind? Unless I'm missing something. I don't think I am. Sean, do you think I'm missing something? I mean, the hit came from behind.
Right.
Right?
Correct.
I mean, so how is Carson Wentz supposed to see in the what's behind him? Nope. I mean, I guess you could be looking over each shoulder, I guess. Still, but then not, you're not looking at what's ahead of you. So to me, that doesn't exactly make sense, right? In this particular scenario, the player wasn't coming from the side. The player wasn't coming from the front. He wasn't coming from left and right. He was coming from behind. So I don't know. It doesn't make sense to me that, I mean, if we're going to do everything we can to protect the quarterbacks, right? Because the quarterbacks are the lifeblood of a game and a franchise and the sport. It doesn't make much sense to me that not only would you not eject him and not penalize him, okay, that's one thing or two things, but then you wouldn't fine him, and the justification that you would use is that despite helmet-to-helmet contact and despite a concussion that knocked him out for the rest of the game and clearly altered the game, that it was Wentz's fault because he was a runner and he did not give himself up. That's weird. I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one that has a problem with it. I don't think I am. And then you had the controversial call at the end of the Saints-Vikings game. I said this was the most controversial non-call. Well, that was two. I mean, you had two major controversial calls. We just don't get enough clarity on this stuff. And I mentioned the NHL does a really good job when they level player discipline. They don't do as good of a job, and they should, quite honestly, when something is majorly controversial, it creates a lot of buzz and a lot of discussion. Hey, point out why we didn't suspend said player. Well, the NFL, the NHL also takes into consideration injury, right? Like if a player... just go back to what happened with Tom Wilson the last time he was suspended with Oscar Sundberg. Oscar Sundberg. Of the St. Louis Blues in preseason. Now, again, there was a track record. There was everything that you could want. But that guy had a fractured jaw. So the NHL threw basically the book at Wilson. And they explained why. Now, you can agree or disagree, but they explained why. Hey, player was severely injured. Player has a track record of this. One incident, two incidents, three incidents, four incidents, same team, same situation, same unnecessary violence. You can kind of understand that. To my knowledge, again, maybe I missed it. I'm going to go check the NFL officiating video for this week that they normally distribute. I didn't see it. I didn't get an email about it, so maybe I just missed it. But I usually do. I almost always do. So unless they're not doing it for the playoffs, I don't know that. The NFL should come out and say, okay, beyond a pool report, do a video presentation. This is why. This not only did not rise to the level of a foul, ejection, a penalty, or a fine. Everybody understands better when we can see and when it can be pointed out to us in slow motion. To me, this is a problem that most sports, professional sports, really need to get better at. Really need to get better at. All right, coming up next, I promised it in the 8 o'clock hour, so I've got to deliver. I've got to do it. Back to the Redskins we go. Who could be that veteran quarterback that is brought in to compete with Dwayne Haskins, to push Dwayne Haskins? We'll give you an intriguing option next on The Fan. Where the main center field stores. Tommy Lavera and Nick Ashew start at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. I don't think, could be wrong, I think that's only for season ticket holders and plan holders beginning at 10 a.m. I would just go to nationals.com or go to thefandc.com. I know we have information on that. I will be there from noon until 2 live on 106.7 The Fan. But my understanding is after 2 o'clock, I'll still be recording some interviews. And I can't exactly give out the interview schedule, but you might see some big names hanging out with the old Rooster tomorrow. And then Tommy and I will be back tomorrow Sunday morning, rather, from 9 until at least noon, and I believe beyond that, to again tape some more interviews. And I know we'll have a lot of great players and coaches stopping by our set at the Nats team store. All right, so that's that. That's that. Make sure you come and join us. Going to be a good weekend. Going to be nice weather. You can be inside. You can be outside. All sorts of fun games, activities. I was at Winterfest last year for the first time. It was really cool. I didn't get to do anything because I had to work. But it was just a cool experience to be back at Nationals Park in January. Last year was in December. In January. And now they're the world freaking champions. So you get to celebrate and have a little fun. I know the tickets went real fast with the Commissioner's Trophy and all that good stuff. Who knows? Maybe they'll bring the Commissioner's Trophy down to us. I don't know. So perhaps you'll get to see it if you come and hang out with us at the Nats team store. So looking forward to that. All right, so here's the quarterback that I think is really, 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 really intriguing. Is really intriguing for the Redskins as a potential option. As a potential option, if they wanted to bring in a veteran, forget about Tom Brady, forget about Drew Brees, forget about those guys. First of all, they're 40 plus, no thanks. I love them, they're 40 plus, no thanks. Dak Prescott's not going anywhere. Either he's getting a franchise tag or he's getting a long-term deal. I'm not doing Phillip Rivers, even though Phillip Rivers has been one of my favorite quarterbacks. I think he's close to being done. I'm not going Ryan Tannehill. I am certainly not going Marcus Mariota. I am not going Eli Manning. You want to bring Case Keenum back? Okay. There's one guy. I'm not Jameis Winston. If he pops free, no thanks. Teddy Bridgewater. Obviously had the catastrophic knee blowout in Minnesota. He recovered. He took his time. Patient, went to the Jets, went to the New Orleans Saints, stayed in New Orleans where he could have easily been a starter this year. Elsewhere, I think Miami was hot to trot for him. He chose to stay in New Orleans. During his 5 starts this year for the Saints, now that's a good team, he graded at a 73.0 overall, according to ProFootballFocus.com, out of 100. So not bad. Fairly good. A passer rating of 99.1. Short game. He can throw the deep ball. PFF also put it as a 2.1% turnover-worthy plays. Remember, they don't grade just on actual turnovers. They say if you make a terrible pass and it goes off the hands of a cornerback who should have intercepted it, they're going to ding you for that, which is the right way to do it. So many quarterbacks that don't throw interceptions statistically get away with so many throws. So many throws that they shouldn't have gotten away with. So he had a 2.1% turnover-worthy play ratio, which was the seventh lowest, according to PFF, in 2019. But he had a low percentage of big-time throws. I forgot exactly how they break that down, but that was a 2.9%, ranked 28th in the NFL. But if you put him with a good defense, and if you put him with a reasonably strong offensive line, and he's got a little bit of mobility, and you know now he's worked with and from Sean Payton, Drew Brees, he got that game experience, he was a first-round pick, he was pretty good in Minnesota before the catastrophic knee injury. Oh, and by the way, oh yeah, Sean, did you know this? Did you know who his quarterback's coach was with the Minnesota Vikings, Teddy Bridgewater, as a rook and his first couple of years in the league before the blowout? Did you know? Any guesses?
Turner.
Sean's on top of it. Scott Turner, quarterback coach of the Minnesota Vikings when Teddy Bridgewater was drafted and developed. What do you think about that, boys and girls? Now listen, I don't know what New Orleans is thinking because Brees is a free agent as well. I mean, I just expected Brees to come back on maybe a 1 or 2 year deal, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know if Bridgewater goes anywhere where he's not absolutely assured the starting job. I don't know if he would be assured the starting job here or if it would just be assured of a competition. That I'm not sure of. Just throwing it out there as an intriguing option if we're looking at a veteran quarterback that could start, that could really push Dwayne Haskins, that could be and is familiar with Scott Turner and his language and his system. Not that he was using his system necessarily, but the way he teaches, the footwork, the mechanics, film breakdown, just saying. It makes a lot of sense to me. I don't know what kind of contract he's looking for. I'm sure it's probably too expensive, but the Redskins have cap money. Now, do they have cap money to spend on Alex Smith, Dwayne Haskins, and Teddy? No, probably not. But they might, if Rob Rodgers is any good, they might be able to lower that cap number in that first year while they're still stuck with Alex Smith. Just saying. Because you can't count on Alex Smith, and I'm probably not in the Case Keenum business, and I know Colt McCoy is not ever coming back here. So, just a name to consider. All right, the High Star is next from Capital One Arena. Fourth quarter, getting down to the nitty-gritty. If you have some thoughts on Bridgewater, hit me up, 800-636-1067. As well, Craig will join us to talk a little Nats baseball coming out of the chute after his update at the top of the hour, right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.